This next piece is part of a series on the long-term effects of NAFTA, and it takes us across the country to Florida.
American importers and Mexican growers predict this dispute will bring about a trade war. But Florida growers say right now it's a price war, and they say Mexico is undercutting their ability to sell fresh tomatoes. So late this summer, a group of Florida tomato growers petitioned the U.S. Department of Commerce to tear up a pricing agreement with Mexican producers. If Commerce does that, and the agency is considering it, the tomato growers here can file an anti-dumping complaint against Mexico. Reggie Brown is with the Florida Tomato Exchange.
We do not see a good business model in producing tomatoes and selling tomatoes for less than the cost of growing those tomatoes.
Brown says the average box of Florida tomatoes sells for about $6. The cost to grow that same box, $9 to $10. Keep those numbers in mind for a moment. In the tiny town of Imuris in northern Sonora, about an hour south of the Arizona border, sits some of Florida's competition. A group of migrant workers kills time listening to music while waiting for a bus ride home. They came up to Imuris from central Mexico to work in Carlos Fisher's massive greenhouse operation, Sierra Seed Company. It's a good example of the boom in free trade. In 2011, Mexico sent about 2.8 billion pounds of tomatoes into the U.S. That's more than triple what they exported the year before NAFTA began, 800 million pounds. Traditionally, Mexican tomato growers targeted the West Coast market, Florida, the East Coast. But in recent years, with cheaper and more efficient shipping, Mexican tomatoes are now available everywhere. And this is how businessmen in Mexico like Fisher did it.
This is a big part of our business right here on this building. This is where we graft the tomatoes. Take a healthy root system and unite it with a very good, vigorous variety. We turn it into a super plant, and this is where it's done.
Starter tomato plants make up the bulk of their work. The company turns out 12 million grafted starter plants every 6 weeks. Those end up planted further south in the fields of Sinaloa, known for its hot and ideal growing climate. It costs $5 to grow a box of tomatoes here, and it sells for about $9. So unlike the Florida growers, Mexican tomato farmers are turning a very good profit. But all that's threatened by Florida's pricing challenge. Fisher says if tomato production here scaled back, he would close down his farm.
I've done this all my life, and I don't think I would see myself doing anything else. So yeah, it is very scary. And I don't want to move to Florida, that's for sure.
Fisher's operation is part of the Fresh Produce Association. This is the trade group based in Nogales. This little border town has been in the tomato business for the past 100 years. These days, nearly half the tomatoes imported from Mexico come through here. Lance Youngmeyer is president of Fresh Produce. He says Florida, in pushing this dumping complaint right now, is playing politics.
Well, it's very simple. There's an election going on in the United States, and Florida is a swing state.
Back in another election year, 1996, Florida also accused Mexican importers of dumping tomatoes on the U.S. market. Commerce agreed then, and they set a minimum price at which Mexican tomatoes can be sold here. This time around, Mexican growers and importers say a commerce decision against them will spark a trade war and punitive tariffs against other U.S. agricultural goods.
I've spoken with people in the Mexican government that state that they're taking this very seriously.
Florida is pushing for a decision before the November election. If a trade war sparks up over tomatoes, the battleground could be the beef, pork, or any other NAFTA good headed south. Reporting from Imuris, Sonora, I'm Michel Marisco.